Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. And we continue now with our direct democracy special. All seven questions on the New York and New Jersey ballots for Election Day tomorrow. The highest profile and most contentious one of them is a proposal that would make way for up to seven casinos to be built in New York State. At least this is the most contentious in New York. The minimum wage question is certainly the most contentious and probably equally so in New Jersey. The stated purpose of this amendment is to promote job growth, increase aid to schools, and permit local governments to lower property taxes. But does it have the potential to harm the communities that it proposes to serve? That's what David Blankenhorn thinks. He's the founder and president of the Institute for American Values. Others are betting that the casinos will deliver on their economic promises, including Manhattan Assemblyman and State Democratic Party co-chair Keith Wright. David Blankenhorn and Keith Wright are both here now to debate the proposed amendment. Thanks, both of you, for coming on today. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, David Blankenhorn, I'll start with you. Almost all the politicians from both parties seem to be for this bill, both de Blasio and Lota, for example, and Governor Cuomo. Tell us why you're opposed.
Well, I want to say hi to my friend Keith Wright. The politicians are all in favor of this because they think of it as free money. They think of it as money that comes into the state because they tax the slot machines at a high level and they don't have to call it taxes. And so it's like Halloween for them. They just get free money. But in the process of this, they harm lots of people. They cause lots of social problems. It doesn't contribute to economic growth. It's a terrible and regressive way to pay for government. And it's really a shameful idea. And this bipartisan support of it really shows you how badly our thinking is about how to run good public policy.
Keith Wright, your opening argument?
Yeah, I want to say good morning to my friend David Blankenhorn, certainly. But I do think that it is a way to generate new revenues into the state of New York. You know, we all know that we've had a problem in terms of revenues coming into the state, and I think it's a good way to generate new revenues without raising taxes.
Well, of course it is a tax. Of course it's a tax. Look, the way the money comes in is that people go into casinos, mostly lower-income people, older people, minorities, the people who can least afford to pay, and they put their money into slot machines, and the money stays there. And then the government taxes it, T-A-X, taxes it at a high rate, and that's how the government gets the money.
Listen, we have a opportunity on Election Day. First of all, thank you very much, Brian, for highlighting these proposals, because a lot of people don't even look on the back of the ballots in terms of Election Day. They just vote for the people that are seeking office.
Hey, it's the only competitive thing happening here tomorrow.
It really is the only competitive thing. So thank you so much, number one, for bringing these proposals to light and putting it on the air. But, listen, when this proposal is passed, and I'm going to say when, it has a chance to generate some $94 million for New York City alone. And for some estimates, I think by the Division of Budget, estimates that we will generate some $430 million for the whole state. The state is in desperate, desperate need of money right now. And we have a desperate, desperate need to improve education. Not only will it generate $94 million into our New York City public schools, but we also have a chance to create some 10,000 new jobs. And by any estimates, that would be a good thing. People have to remember that not only are we struggling with our economy here in New York City, but in upstate New York, you know, I travel upstate each and every week, and the upstate economy some people say it's dying, but it has been dead and moribund for a long, long time. And we have to do something. And quite frankly, I think proposal number one is a good way to kickstart the economy of the state of New York.
Listeners, if you want to get in on this, our lines are open, 212-433-2. WNYC, especially if you have a question for either David Blankenhorn or Keith Wright, who are here debating the legalized casino gambling in New York State. Question on the ballot tomorrow, especially if you have a question. 212-433-WNYC, or if you have an opinion and kind of want to join the debate, 212-433-9692. Give us a call for Assemblyman Keith Wright from Harlem or David Blankenhorn from the Institute for American Values, who is arguing against. And Keith Wright, let me ask you this. You represent a largely poor community. The New York Times editorial page, which opposes the ballot question, among other critics, says this is a plaything for better-off New Yorkers, but a risk of more ruinous addiction for lower-income people. I'm broadly paraphrasing here. But why wouldn't it be in your community's interest in particular to oppose this?
Well, let me just say this. Casino gambling, we already have it in the state of New York. We already have it in many of our nearby communities surrounding metropolitan areas. I can tell you in my community alone, and I see it in many, many, many other communities, that we see the buses pulling up in front of our churches. We see the buses pulling up in front of our community centers. We see the buses pulling up in front of schools, I guess, and every weekend taking busloads of people to Atlantic City, taking busloads of folks to Connecticut, up to Foxwoods, and taking busloads of people to Pennsylvania. So we already have casino gambling. The state is losing somewhere close to $1.2 billion. That's billion with a B. We're losing it because our folks they want to do some gambling. Mm. Now, in terms of the addiction question that you talked about, what is part and parcel to this proposal is that we will put in millions and millions of dollars to help those with gambling addictions. And I think we're already doing it. We're not going to stop people from gambling, so there's no reason in the world why folks or why government in the state of New York should not benefit and not the other states surrounding
the metropolitan area. So, David Blankenhorn, to that point, there's no difficulty in hopping on a bus and going to Atlantic City or going to Foxwoods. So if this is happening anyway, why shouldn't New York, as a practical matter, try to keep that revenue, those jobs, in the state?
Well, if it were just a question of keeping existing gamblers from going to Atlantic City, I would agree with Keith. But that's not the main question, because the more casinos you have, the more gamblers you're going to generate. The closer a casino is to where you live, the more likely it is that you or members of your family will go to the casino. That's why they keep building them, so that more and more people will go. 35 to 55% of all the revenue spent in a casino comes from problem gamblers, people that are causing big problems in their lives already. So it's not just a question of redirecting people from Atlantic City. It's a question of bringing new people into this damaging system. And the fact that you create a problem and then set aside a tiny fund of money to help the people once they get addicted to it is pitiful, in my view. And also, there's not a single study that shows that casino gambling contributes to economic growth. That's a phony argument. This proposal is not being created to create.
Why not? It's a big industry.
Because
it
casinos don't
people.
Make anything. Casinos don't produce anything. Casino. If you open up a donut shop in Harlem, Keith, people make go eat donuts. If you open up a tire factory, people go to get tires. Nothing happens in a casino. It doesn't produce anything. The only thing that happens is that lower-income people go in there and lose their money. There's no product. That's why the Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Samuelson called gambling a sterile economic activity. There's no productive value. All the studies show that it doesn't create jobs. It doesn't create economic growth. That is phony talk. Even the governor who says this knows that's not true, because he's not a stupid man. He knows that the only reason this is being done, Brian, is to get money for the state. And the question the voters have to ask is this regressive, harmful way to raise money a good thing for us to do?
Is there no other way to raise money for the state? Keith Wright, is this kind
of
making a compromise with risk and maybe values because it's a desperate time?
Well, it is. is a desperate time, and there probably are ways, other ways to make some money for the state, but I think this is a good chance for us to get a nice big infusion of capital. Let me just say this to David. There have been donut shops that have opened up in Harlem and other places, and they have made it one of the biggest franchises of donuts. Krispy Kreme opened up on 125th
Street.
Well,
let's do more of that, man.
Avenue and
we can agree
Douglas
on
Avenue.
That.
And they were a great donut shop, but they didn't quite make it. Didn't quite make it. So let me just say this. It's a way, it's a good way for us to generate some revenues. There will be no casino gambling. We won't be deciding on any casinos that will be located in New York City. The casinos will be primarily located in the upstate region, in a southern tier, and in the north country.
Let me jump in on that for a minute, because
sure.
I know that's in the first round. And
that's
then
right.
If this ballot measure is approved, then where the subsequent casinos would go,
Brian,
would be an open question. Would you
oppose it? Would be up to the state legislature.
Okay. Would you argue for, in the state legislature, locating some of those future casinos in New York City because it's good for the city's economy, or would you not want it in your backyard?
I have argued vehemently against putting casino gambling in the city of New York. I've been a main proponent of not putting casino gambling in the city of New York. We have these racinos now, one up in Yonkers Raceway, which seems to be working out fine. But certainly a question of where to put the subsequent casinos.
So
and that
what
would be
about,
after seven? That would be after 7 years, Brian.
Right.
Would be up to the state legislature.
So why?
And
what about the communities where they would be located?
Well, certainly we would have to get input from the communities that want these casinos. The folks in upstate New York are clamoring for these casinos. Certainly up in the Catskills, where we used to have casino gambling, or where we used to be a thriving entertainment industry in the Catskills, they are absolutely dying,
yeah.
And they are crying out for casino gambling.
Well, let me use that as a segue moment to take a caller from the Catskills. Tachi in Ellenville, you're on WNYC. Tachi, thank you for calling in today. Hello.
Sure, thank you. I'm calling because I actually have a weekend home in Ellenville. I live in Manhattan and go up there on the weekends with my partner. The community, though it's incredibly beautiful up there, there are just no jobs up there. There used to be a very, thriving manufacturing base that has all shuttered and moved abroad, and there's just no, unless you work at the ShopRite, or now there's a Walmart, which I also, wasn't thrilled about coming in. But we really need the jobs up there. And I think there's a real argument to be made, even though casino gambling is somewhat unsavory. I mean, these people need jobs, adequate jobs that will give them sustenance. And, like there are homes in my neighborhood that have been on the market for years, literally, because there are no jobs and there's nobody moving in. And, these are houses that would be million-dollar homes if they were in the Hamptons. I mean, beautiful houses that there are no buyers for because there are no jobs.
David Blankenhorn, you want to talk to Tachi from Ellenville?
Look, if the state of New York wanted to go into the methamphetamine business and it said, let's build some buildings in the Catskills and process and sell methamphetamine, the people who built the buildings would have jobs, and the people who worked in the meth labs would have jobs. That's true. But if you ask an economist, is this good for the economy? Will this help the Catskills thrive economically over time? All economists will say no. Why? Because methamphetamine labs don't do anything that's good for the community and do some things that are harmful to the community. Therefore, over time, it will extract wealth and jobs from the community rather than build the community up.
Is that
Is that analogy too extreme? It's not too extreme at all because, like drugs, like a drug factory, a slot machine room doesn't do anything productive and only extracts money and causes social problems, even though the people who build the building will have had the job.
Keith Wright, you want to get in on that?
I'm sure during the era of Prohibition that we were probably, and I don't know if you were around then, Brian, but
not quite.
The era of Prohibition, certainly I'm sure we had the same arguments that were being made. When alcohol was getting ready to be legalized, I'm sure we had the same arguments that were being made. And we do have alcohol. People do sell alcohol. I would not have used the analogy of selling methamphetamines, but we already have casino gambling. We already have casino gambling in the state of New York. The caller, I think, hit the nail on the head when he said that, people are, communities are actually dying in upstate New York. I remember I was in Liberty, New York, not too long ago. And I can tell you, walking down the main business area, I can tell you that 8 out of the 10 commercial sites were boarded up, for sale signs, lease signs on it, and with absolutely no business activity.
How optimistic are you that things would really be transformed? A lot of people have looked at Atlantic City, for example, and concluded that, boy, did they overpromise when they were talking about first bringing casinos there, that, there are some casino jobs, a little bit of a casino economy there, but the city of Atlantic City still has, by and large, the same problems that it had before.
Well, certainly, one thing is certain, that we can learn from the mistakes of other communities. This is not a fly-by-night proposal. This is a well-thought-out proposal. Economic impact in particular has been well-thought-out. And when you're talking about creating 10,000 new jobs, you're talking about 10,000 people that will be working, 10,000 people that will be supporting the dry cleaners in their neighborhood, that will be supporting the local restaurants in their communities, that will be supporting the local economies of their communities. And I remember there was a study not too long ago that it states that a community survives and thrives on how many times a dollar is recycled in that community. And certainly we're talking about massive recycling of dollars once people get jobs.
This is our Direct Democracy special on the Brian Lehrer Show today. All 7 questions on the New York and New Jersey ballots for Election Day tomorrow on WNYC FM HD and AM New York, WNJT FM 88.1 Trenton, WNJP 88.5 Sussex, WNJY 89.3 Netcong, and WNJO 90.3 Toms River, New York and New Jersey Public Radio. We're talking about the most contentious New York ballot question: should casino gambling be legalized in the state, with Assemblyman Keith Wright and David Blankhorn from the Institute for American Values, and Chuck in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning. Thanks for the discussion, Brian, and thank you, gentlemen. Just want to ask, the proposition wording promises that the new revenues from the casinos would be used for increasing aid to schools and allowing local governments to reduce taxes. I've been around long enough to remember how OTB was sold, and as it turned out, bottom line, the amount going to education was minuscule. How would this be guaranteed, and what kind of transparency would we have in that regard?
Keith Wright?
Well, don't really know about the transparency, but certainly I think it's important to know that the lottery was promising money to education, and certainly it has not been enough. When you're talking about an infusion of $94 million being able to come into our New York City school system, I think any teacher, any principal, and I'm the son of a teacher, would say we could use $1 more. But with an infusion of around $20 million in Brooklyn, $22 million in Queens, and maybe another $12 million or so in Manhattan, I think that our schools would benefit greatly from the infusion of capital. So what we have now is the lottery and the OTB and such, and if even just $1 more comes in from proposal number one, that would be a good thing. And I certainly know that it would be a lot more than just one more dollar.
Aaliyah in Brooklyn also has a question about the money going to education. Aaliyah, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello. My question is related to that as well. I also remember when the lottery was being pushed that they promised that the money was going to go to education. And the reason that the money going to education is so small is because the legislature deducts the amount that we get from lottery from what would have been the budget for education. So there's really no net gain. And I want to understand how it is that this is going to be different, because if the whole point of pushing this is that there's going to be this great benefit for social services, and we find that the end result is that there really is none, then why should we risk the possibility of more and more people becoming even further depressed in, economically by putting money into these small chances that they would win anything?
Assemblyman, that would be for you, too.
Yeah, well, I think, listen, I'll say the same thing again. We have to do something about the money for education. The legislature has been hasn't been adequate in terms of putting in funding regarding campaigning for fiscal equity. So education is very, very, very important. And if we can get another $94 million into our school systems, that would be a great, great thing for our kids, for our teachers, and our whole school system as a whole.
David?
Keith, you're saying $94 million and 10,000 jobs and the various figures, and you also said it was a well-thought-out plan. But that is really not my opinion. My observation is that there has not been a single independent study. There has not been a single public hearing. There has not even been a single speech from the governor outlining serious discussion of this issue. My opinion is that these numbers of 94 this and 10,000 that, they're made-up numbers. They're numbers you can't track or verify. They're just campaign figures written down. I don't know who. I don't even think anybody has ever written them down. And
well,
so,
well,
you know.
Let me stop you right there, David. We have the Division of Budget has given us.
Nobody even knows how many casinos
they're
going to be.
State Development Corporation.
But nobody even knows, Keith, nobody even knows where the casinos are going to be, how many they're going to be, where they're going to be located, who's going to run them,
well,
how many people will come visit them. How could you possibly know down to the last penny what will emerge from them?
Well, I don't know if we know to the last penny. These are just estimates, and they're rather, I think, rather accurate estimates. We do know that the casinos will be in upstate New York in the Catskills and in the southern tier and in our north country. We currently have a couple of our Indian casinos in upstate New York, and they seem to be thriving. And in terms of nobody knowing, certainly we have communities that want these casinos, and certainly the Catskills in upstate New York will be the beneficiaries of these
there
casinos.
There was a study, there was an article in today's Wall Street Journal saying that casinos in Atlantic City are running into such problems that they're getting and receiving property tax abatements from the government because their profits are so low. In Mississippi, casino revenue is down so much that they're trying to figure out new ways to promote gambling in the state. So I'm just not aware of any independent study or any reliable independent source of information about all of this income flow. And as several callers have said, every time this kind of proposal gets trotted out, people make big promises about how much money is going to be generated.
And some wouldn't be better than none?
No money is good if it comes from hurting people. The state should never be in the business of fleecing some of its own citizens in order to get money.
And Keith Wright, 15 seconds, last word.
Well, listen, I'm the frame of mind that when you're creating 10,000 new jobs, 10,000 new jobs in the state of New York, that helps the state. I'm of the mindset that if you're infusing $94 million into the city of New York education, if you're infusing $340 million throughout the whole state, that'll improve our education system, that'll improve our quality of life in the state of New York, and improve our workforce in the coming years and in the future. Yeah. And it is a new way in terms of getting new money into our state, and I think it's creative, and it's a way of being able to recapture the money that's leaving the state of New York, that's leaving now, which is $1.2 billion.
Manhattan Assemblyman and State Democratic Party co-chair Keith Wright and David Blankenhorn, founder and president of the Institute for American Values. Thanks to both of you for having this debate.
Thank you. Thank you, Keith.
And
good to talk to you.
Thank you, David.
And listeners, on our website, we have the full language of the proposal as it will appear on the ballot tomorrow. We've also posted a thoroughly informal, thoroughly unscientific poll Do you support this amendment? We have a thoroughly unscientific poll for a few of the amendments on the New York and New Jersey ballots tomorrow. Vote now. Let's see what the WNYC audience thinks. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we continue in a minute with our Direct Democracy special, looking at the questions on the New York and New Jersey ballots for Election Day tomorrow. Stay tuned.